When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Love Hour podcast. I am your host, Miss Kev on stage, and I am joined by my husband and co-host,
James Washington Jr.
Okay. Who's he?
Me, Kevin.
All right.
It's my alias.
Is James Washington
James
Jr.?
James Washington Jr.
That sounds that's a very esteemed name.
James Washington Jr., of the first black school in Fresno, California.
It's giving very presidential vibes.
Yes, that's because that Grover Washington.
It's giving. And James is a very, James is one of the most common presidential names, right?
I think so.
Right? What's the most?
There's James Cleveland. There's James Earl Jones.
Okay, the most common. James, the most common first name of U.S. presidents is James. That's what I thought.
How many presidents?
I don't know. Let's see. James, Jimmy Carter. Six.
Oh, Jimmy Carter is James. Who is it? Cleveland?
Hold on. Allow. Oh, it doesn't tell me who, though. Middle names. Nobody cares about middle names. That's dumb. James with six, John with five, and then William with four.
How many with Barack?
I think there's like seven, for sure.
Who are the names? Now I need to know this list.
Who are the James?
Who are the James?
What was I about to say? James Cleveland.
Okay, James Madison, James Monroe, James Polk, James Buchanan, James Garfield, and James Jimmy Carter.
Boom.
I don't think I knew James Buchanan.
I didn't.
James Madison, sure. I heard of. Monroe, no. Polk, for sure. I also don't really care about the U.S. presidents. I know the ones that everybody knows, but I don't know all of them, and also I don't care.
It's a random I never know random facts, so the fact that I knew that is...
I'm going to tell you how many presidents I know. George Washington.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
Abe Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Barack. Bill.
Wait, you missed.
I know, I'm just going off where I know.
You got to do the Clinton?
Daddy Bush, Baby Bush.
Uh-huh. You said Trump? Clinton?
Yeah, I said Bill. Trump, Biden. That's what, nine?
Uh-huh.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Reagan.
I said Reagan.
God, dog.
Jimmy Carter.
Eisen.
Lyndon B. Johnson. Nixon.
Uh-huh, Nixon.
That's what, 13?
I said JFK. You did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either. But if I heard the other people, I would know.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, they're a president,
Yeah, I
too.
Would know that for
13.
Sure.
13.
Oh, FDR, did you say? Oh, you said FDR.
Roosevelt. Yep. I can only think of people who were part of war, history, or scandal. Lyndon B. Johnson was in Forrest Gump, Vietnam War.
Okay.
FDR is his New Deal. Madison? I didn't say James Madison.
We just knew James Madison.
I wouldn't have said that if I didn't.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. You said Lincoln?
Yep. Adams? Nope.
It's the Adams administration.
John Adams, but I wouldn't have thought about that. I should have thought of people I heard from Sam.
Yes.
I mean, I heard from Hamilton.
Yeah, for sure.
But I probably wouldn't have thought of him because I didn't think about Hamilton.
Oh, you didn't even say Trump.
I said Trump.
You didn't say Trump. God, dog.
I jumped to the people that were recent. They said FDR's not
Teddy, though. There are two Roosevelts.
You're right. I said Teddy. Mm. FDR is...
Franklin.
Which one is the...
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
He had polio. Is he the New Deal?
One did have... I don't know who's the New Deal. Who's the New Deal?
I think it's FDR.
No, Hamilton wasn't.
I'm saying in Hamilton they were talking about presidents. Alexander Hamilton couldn't be president because of the Reynolds administration.
Right.
So it was the New Deal. So And what did Teddy Roosevelt do?
It's just Teddy Roosevelt. One of them did have polio.
FDR did. What did Teddy do? He was riding the horse.
Child.
I will.
He's known because his name is Teddy, and that's a cool name. That was the most random thing. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do first is Love in Action, and that is where we share experiences together. Oh, my hand hurts so bad.
As long as I could.
And today we are having Lester's Fixins Ranch Dressing Flavored Soda. Someone in my book club decided to do this. She took a picture and said, Melissa, girl, you can add it. This is disgusting. And it just made me laugh. So this is ranch flavored dressing. We are all, oh, this is mine. All right. It smells, because I love to do this. It smells like stale. It smells like a stale basement.
Plus old blue cheese. But not like good quality, but like just.
Yeah, this stinks. And a little bit of throw up. It stinks in a not like gaggy way. In a very stale way. It stinks.
A little bit of throw up.
Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. Oh, it left a film. Now that's going to make me throw up. Why would it leave a film here? Like a residue.
How many more sodas do we have?
I think this is the last.
Last soda?
Last
one that's on there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, let's do this.
Okay, ready?
Cheers.
One, two. Oh, you drink the whole thing.
Why would you do that?
Why would you drink the whole thing?
Oh, my God.
Let me taste it. It doesn't taste bad at first.
It tastes really bad.
Ugh. Yes, it does.
It got worse as it went down.
Oh, the aftertaste is terrible.
It's the aftertaste. When it first enters, it's sweet.
Ugh.
I don't like it. I don't like this one. I've made it worse for all the other ones. I'm crying. I can't do it.
Oh, that burp was the worst burp ever.
Okay, wait. Let me do it again. Okay, it got worse. It's the smell the second time.
It does have a very old basement smell, like your grandma's old basement with a whole bunch of mothballs and crap in there.
It's very basement, mothball, stale, no movement in the room. It does have a stench to the taste.
It tastes as if I were the, like, to have the idea of what dirty laundry would taste like.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly Rowland.
Correct. This is gross. It's not as fizzy, so I don't think I'm going to get heartburn, though. This is gross. Are you going to throw up?
No, I need a burp.
Oh, that's worse, because it feels caught. Well,
did you drink the whole thing?
You did? Why would you drink the whole shot?
You had to drink the whole thing on all...
Kevin! Why does it sound like someone was in your throat trying to get out?
Drink some drink. That's terrible, man. Oh, that's off. That's god awful.
I would throw up.
That's god awful.
That's really bad. I want to try the other ones.
That is god awful. There's so many. There's like 50 of them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I need to get more.
No, don't. Let's do eating stuff.
The next one is like fruity pebbled flavored popcorn or something.
No. Yeah, we're okay for today. Yeah. Thank you.
What are the normal hours?
They just sent an email about it. They missed last night.
Oh, so right, okay. Okay, so that was absolutely disgusting. That was absolutely the worst. If you find yourself in a cycle of doing the same thing over and over and over again because you need discipline and to be better, maybe you should try Noom.
You burped?
Yes. And I threw up in my mouth. I guarded my nose
I
after
told
I burped
you.
So it could stay outside of the
I told you, man. It's the worst. Okay. Listen, we all face pressures to pace ourselves and change ourselves to fit other people's expectations and how freeing it can be to find things that work for you instead. Not everyone wants to be on a strict diet, doing 2 days at the gym, or drink questionable teas or sodas. Instead of trying to cram your life into someone else's idea of health, try Noom. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to find a healthier balance that's moldable to your life. And as a result, more sustainable. Listen, a lot of times when people want to lose weight, they go 60 days, no carbs, no sodas, no sugars, no alcohol, no wine. Listen, Melissa and I go on date nights once a week. And I need those nights to dabble in a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of the carbohydrates, a little bit of the dessert. Oh, we went to a restaurant last week. It was basically wine and cheese, fromage. We had great desserts and all that type of stuff. But guess what? The next day, I was right back on track. And usually, I eat bad one time, and then I'm just like, I'm bad. Nobody loves me. I might as well have Oreos for breakfast. But Noom's like, hey, man. Snap out of it. Get your head back in the game. And that's what I look like. I don't have to be The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I could be Kevin The Rocky Road Fredericks, which means every once in a while I have a little bit of Rocky Road, but then I get back on track. Listen, 75% of Noomers finish the program and more than 6% of users engage with the program to keep the weight off for a year or more. With Noom, taking care of your whole health is empowering. Instead of stress-inducing, no need to fear ruining the whole program with one off day. Noom will help you get back on track. All you need is a daily 10-minute check-in. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/lovehour. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/lovehour. Once again, Noom, Noom.com/lovehour. And now back to the show. Melissa got the giggles.
What? Why y'all started dying?
That was worse. That was really bad. I want you to stop doing that. I really want you to stop doing that, though. You keep thinking, you're laughing.
I have tears in my eyes, and I feel like I did a Noom workout the way I've been laughing this hard. This was hysterical to me.
Why can't we taste good things?
Oh, because who wants to do that?
Why can't we taste new things
that
are good?
Do you realize the people in the audience will forever have this memory with us?
They're not going to go. The memory's great. They're not going to go and get it themselves.
No, they will be like, yo, I watched these fools drink this disgusting drink. Burp and almost die.
Why would they want to? Nobody wants to do that, Melissa.
Oh my god.
Do y'all be watching this and then be like, let me go get disgusting soda and drink
it? Oh my goodness, that was funny to me. That was funny. Okay, here we go. See, they said we don't need the memory. Oh, Big Black, that wasn't what you supposed to say.
And we don't need it. You're like, see how they want to be apart.
Oh, that is hilarious. Okay, so let's go to this week in the Fredericks. So this is what happened this week was Halloween. And Kevin and I were invited to our very a couple things for Halloween. The first thing, before we get to that, this was the very first Halloween that Kevin and I gave out treats or like candy for kids at our house.
Yes.
We were excited than a mug. What happened was the boys were getting dressed. They want to go out with their little friends or whatever. So I was like, okay, fine. Isaiah and walked around the neighborhood. Of course, they don't want us going because we're lame parents. And so him and his little friend, two of his friends went.
We are lame.
Yeah. And then Joey went with one of his soccer friends. And so we're at the house and my sister was over, my dad was over with his wife and like Danny came over. And so we're sitting down and I didn't even realize it till the door, someone knocked at the door that it was like trick or treating time. And like, obviously we should have candy. We didn't have any.
Oh, not only, no, don't just act like what you didn't. This is her, Josh. Kevin, we have nothing to give the kids. So she runs into the pantry. It's 2-3 kids max. Grab 6 packs of Gushers, a bag of popcorn, some loose bread. I was like, girl, you can't give these kids loose bread. She didn't get the loose bread.
But she gave
the first kids, I mean, a huge popcorn, like a kettle corn.
Yes.
Like a pound.
Yes.
We were like, let's put the popcorn down. So the first kids just got
I felt ill-prepared. I felt ill prepared. They were knocking. We didn't have anything. So I'm like swarming around the house like we don't have anything. So I gave him like some random stuff. Then the extraness switches from me and goes to Kevin. Mm. Kevin goes to the grocery store and buys full size candies.
Everybody,
for the kids.
Listen, every kid knows the house that gives out full size bars. Now, this is our first year, so our reputation isn't there yet. But next year, you're going to be like, yo, that house is full size row.
Full size Kit Kats, Snickers, all the full size candies. This is the thing, though. Our block was whack.
It was.
Down the street, this guy rented a doggone hibachi truck. Who does that?
A whole hibachi truck. You had to pay for it. You did. But still dope.
And then
the other block, cul-de-sacs have it better.
They do.
Than
regular streets.
Cul-de-sac Row, which always wins Halloween. Yes. That's our goal next year to defeat them. They had bouncy houses.
Bouncy houses. People just music. Came down.
They had, yeah, they won. So next year, I'm going to decorate the house.
We have to. We absolutely have
Monty's to. Monty's going to have a costume on. We put a costume on him, but he
for
bit
three
us.
3 minutes. So then... So Kev goes and gets the candy. He comes back. No one's knocking on the door. Like, these people knocked on the door. And then, like, 30 minutes passed. Nobody's knocking on the door. So I take our little Alexa speaker and stick it outside on the porch. And I'm like, Alexa, play Halloween music. So she's playing the Halloween music. No one's coming. So my sister comes back with McKinley. And me and McKinley are literally on the porch yelling at the kids, we have candy. We have candy.
Freaking weirdos.
So we have
tandy.
We're creepers right
we
now.
We have tandy.
So finally the kids come. McKinley's all in, mind you. Like, there's nothing better than kids going trick-or-treating and then kids giving out, like, the candy.
Yeah.
So we're standing. We have a bucket full of candy. And McKinley is giving out handfuls of candy to these kids. And we are just over the moon thrilled. You
also,
hear me?
Also, I bought way too much candy.
Way too
much.
We
only gave out maybe one third of.
If that. Like, honestly, I need to either bring it here or take it to the office. So
Take it to the office. It will never get eaten here.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, I should. Okay. So me and Kenny are giving out the candy. We're having a blast, by the way. Like, all the kids were coming. Like, me and McKinley are outside. I lifted the garage so people knew that, like, you can come to this house. We're not weirdos. And so they come.
At the same time, you're saying, we have candy.
No, literally. Me and McKinley are standing on the porch yelling at kids that are going to, like, the cool houses that are all decorated. We have candy. Like, literally, me and McKinley. We have candy. We have candy. So they come. So fast forward through the night, and we had a craziness. And then we go to our first Halloween party.
Well, what do you mean by first? Because we had a company Halloween party.
We did, but it was our first where we were, like, invited to, like, an actual Halloween party.
Yes.
Yeah, we've never been invited to a Halloween party before.
Never been invited.
We always go to Hallelujah Night, Harvest Night, Fall Festival. What else do they call it?
Trunk or treat. Like, that was the last couple years in Washington.
Yes.
They switched over to trunk or treat.
Like, if you grew up churchy, you know what it is. So, like, the first time we ever, like, dressed up for Halloween low-key was here in where we live, in L.A.
Yes.
Did you dress up before?
No. As a kid, we could not go.
Yeah.
That's why I tweeted nobody celebrates Halloween harder than church kids who didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
We always got Bible characters.
Which are whack.
Nobody wants to be David.
No. You always wear the coat of many colors.
Oh, my God.
Or if your mama was my mama, you were always the Holy Ghost because that was just a sheet that she put over you and poked holes through at the ice.
Torture. I used to go pre-trick-or-treating before Hallelujah Night. With no costume. And people would be like, where's your stuff? And I'd be like, we can't. Halloween is for the devil.
My mom was so bad. When we lived in Hawaii, she would, you remember those, you know, those small military, no, they're not even military Bibles. They're like the Bibles you used to get in, like, hotel
rooms.
The Psalms
and Proverbs.
The really small one. She used to give those out. Yes, the little pocket Bibles. That's what my mom used to give out.
Instead of candy.
If
your mom
you
really
not,
handed a Bible
yes,
to a child who
yes,
was looking for a Mr.
Absolutely.
Goodbar?
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys were the wackest
the
house
worst.
On the block.
And she probably got it from, like, the chapel. Like, she probably stole them from I need to call her. Where would you even get those from? Where do you buy those Bibles from?
That? I would rather you just not answer the door.
I agree.
Than to give me a... I don't... That... really, you're putting Jesus in a negative. If that's you.
No. No.
Also, if that's your first interaction with the Lord, it's a negative interaction.
Yes, because you were tricked.
No, we wanted candy. No, here's a trick. The devil's a trick of the enemy.
Exactly.
And the treat is heaven. Read this Psalms and Proverbs little pamphlet, and I know you wanted a Kit Kat bar.
Yes.
But you're going to be in the Kit Kat in hell.
Correct.
Why would your mom do that?
Because she was so saved. Lord have mercy. Please call her.
I'm going to call her right now and be like, why did you do that to them doggone kids, Mary? And then you grew up to listen to T.I.
Oh, and beloved, you can have whatever you like.
Sound like the devil to me. Sound like the devil told Jesus.
She's worshiping. I was talking about God's in abundance. You can have whatever.
Somebody make it make sense.
She gave out Bibles.
She gave out little Bibles. Them little.
You calling her?
Yeah, call her.
I'm calling her. She better answer me.
She probably will.
She'll answer me before she answers Melissa.
That's not true.
I'm her favorite son-in-law. Greg can't hold a candle to me.
She's going to be like, no, I didn't. And then call my sister.
Why would your mom give out full
Your phone's not working.
Yeah. Call her. Let me see. Call her now. Siri. Oh,
there it goes.
Hey, Mom, you're live on the podcast.
You what?
You're live on the podcast.
Right now?
Right now. I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you really give...
In Hawaii,
did you really give them kids little pocket-sized Bibles on Halloween?
Out for...
Instead of candy.
Halloween?
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't... but the kids say... that I did stuff that I don't remember doing. So if I gave out little Bibles on Halloween, it's not past me, I promise you.
I can totally see you giving up. Ma, why you didn't give them kids some candy? Don't nobody want to read about Jesus on the devil's night?
The devil has no night.
Come on. You better tell him about it. That's Evangelist Marshall. Mom, I need you to have Halloween at your house and atone for that for the kids of today.
Evan, what I would do if I was you, I would call the other two sisters and make sure, because they say I do stuff. Get a consensus, because I don't remember doing it.
That you did. You absolutely did. You absolutely did.
But I love you, though. It does sound like you probably, everybody will agree with that you did it. We all agree. But we love you for that.
Yeah, I love y'all, too.
All right.
All right.
The Lord is really happy that I did that, so bye.
My family didn't do that. We was always gone by dark.
Were ya?
Oh, because we are churchy set up the church people.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we was the only thing worse than having to go to Hallelujah Night is
it's
having
set
to
up.
Pre-decorate and then tear down.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't no Hallelujah.
Yes.
This was, man, when our kids were small, the church was a little more relaxed. And because you couldn't wear anything but biblical costumes.
Yeah, you could wear.
Our kids could wear
superhero
costumes.
Just
anybody
not
who's
like
in Marvel.
Devilish yet.
No devil, no monsters.
Yeah.
Iron Man was safe.
They used to really say the only ghost we allow is the Holy Ghost. And I'd be like.
No, legit. We couldn't do. There wasn't much options. Come on, sir. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
My mom Ain't still no, does
she
that.
She sure do.
That is. Anyway. It hurts.
Okay, wait, let's finish off on this before we break. So then Kevin and I are invited to our very first celebrity Halloween party.
Okay, so let me explain what happened. I get the
first
invite.
Of all, I was excited to the mud to be excited to be invited.
I was.
And they sent the little text and was like, if you didn't RSVP, don't show up because you'll be embarrassed.
I was like, they're gonna be real celebrities.
And I was like, are we going to have to sign an NDA like they going to be doing cocaine? They didn't. But I did think that. Yes. I was thoroughly convinced. I was like, oh, this going to be like.
What would you do if you saw somebody do cocaine?
I would be like.
That's why you can't go. That's why you can't take listen to this stuff. You can't take listen to this stuff.
I would have been like.
Also, Lissa had our company party. She had a sit-down dinner on Halloween. I said, Liz, why are we sitting down?
It's because.
And she was like, let's dance. I'm like, don't nobody want to dance after they done had salmon. We had salmon and mashed potatoes at a Halloween party.
What you supposed to do?
That party is light food.
Oh, then should I change it for Christmas?
Please don't. Drinks, past hors d'oeuvres, light food. You cannot stop and sit down and eat salmon.
Okay, hold on. I got to tell
you. And then get up and do the wobble.
We have to change the menu for Christmas.
Have people at a Halloween party in costumes. Yeah, the salmon's right here.
I didn't know. It's my first time. I don't know these things.
So anyway, the invite said boom. Now, in their defense, the invite says.
Yes.
It was boomerang. But I was so excited that I shared with Liz. I didn't really read it.
I knew.
You did?
Yes. Remember, I was looking for boomerang themed costume parties.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't find any.
I couldn't. This is the thing. I feel like maybe we was like, you know who we should invite? And it was like a week before the party. That's what I feel like. Because we didn't know about it weeks and weeks in advance. No, no. We knew about it like last minute. And so I was like, okay, we need to figure this out. You know, we had a lot going on. My dad and his wife were in town. We were running them around. So I didn't have a lot of time to put this stuff together.
And
so
we had two Halloween parties. We had our party and then the next day or 2 days later.
Basically,
So we had to order I feel like you ordered both costumes on the same day.
I ordered both costumes on Amazon because I was like, oh, I'm going to figure it out. We can figure it out. And then I was like, no, I cannot figure it out because I had all these dreams. I got my hair like this because I was like, oh, I could be like Halle Berry.
But no. In her defense, Boomerang is not a movie that you can type in Boomerang costumes and they'll come. Like,
no.
You have to, everybody at that party who did Boomerang had to make their costumes.
Correct.
And with the week we had, it was our 1 week off. I shot every day. Melissa was shooting. We were entertaining. There was no time to go.
Yes.
We were talking to one of our friends who was there. We're like, where'd you get your costume? He's like, man, I had to go to like three thrift stores.
Yes.
To
we put don't this we don't have the time for that.
So anyway, we're like, okay, we'll just pull up in this Coming to America stuff. In my mind,
surely
someone else will have not followed the thing.
Every person.
Single person.
Every person.
In the party,
every
followed the theme.
Every person
who talked to us was like,
wrong movie.
What wrong movie? What movie?
What movie are you guys from?
What is
that's the wrong movie?
So by the end, Melissa and I are just like, you could see the quizzical look on people's face.
Yes.
We're like, it was a whole thing. We're in the wrong movie.
We were trying to stay in the Eddie Murphy vein. But
we were.
This is the other thing.
Even if we went Harlem Nights, it would have made more sense.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The thing is, the commitment that we had to come into America is the antithesis to what Boomerang is.
We stood out so much. I had the lion thing. Melissa had the pink dress. Luckily, everybody loved our costume.
Yeah.
And this party had amazing food, stand-up food. They had these amazing chicken sandwiches. And the only thing better I had to eat that week was our dinner from Green Chef.
Come on, sir. Green Chef is a meal plan for every healthy lifestyle, from keto, paleo, plant-powered diet, or even if you just want to have a delicious, balanced dish. As we were just talking, we did not have the time, y'all, to be going to store, trying to put this costume together. And the same is true oftentimes of grocery shopping. We just simply do not have the time to be going up and down aisles trying to figure out what to make for dinner and then go out and purchase it. We just simply do not have the time because we're very busy. We couldn't get our costume together, and oftentimes we ain't got no food in the house because I ain't got time for that either. But Green Chef can help you save time by their offerings that fit perfectly with your diet or lifestyle, which means you don't have to sacrifice your time in favor of things that are bad for you. For example, you know, fast food restaurants. You can have something that could fit into your lifestyle and your diet, and they are delicious. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wide array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. What's our current favorite recipe, Kev?
Right now, I really like the spicy kimchi beef patties. I don't know if y'all know this about me. I love kimchi. Melissa grew up with a Korean friend that had kimchi with a separate refrigerator, which means you are really making it official. And listen, the spicy kimchi beef patties, the steak and shrimp and creamy chive sauce, and the Parmesan crusted chicken. 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Them is amazing meals. Fresh, delicious, little to no work on your end. All you got to do is read and follow and eat.
Go to greenchef.com/lovehour125 and that's 125 and use code lovehour125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. Again, go to greenchef.com/lovehour, the number 125, and use code lovehour125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. Go get your Green Chef. They're the number one meal kit for eating well.
Listen, this episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online, and we've all seen that promo code Phil taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds in your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Listen, I save money on all my Christmas gifts. Yes, my Christmas gifts are already purchased. I don't like to wait. I don't like to run, you know, rough and tumble into people or things like that. I've got clothes for my wife. I've got gadgets and gizmos for the kids. Sometimes I get pizza for myself, and I save on all of it. Imagine you're shopping online on one of your favorite sites, but when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as the Honey searches for coupons it can find for the site. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/love.
Love.
That's joinhoney.com/love.
Love.
And now back to the show.
Thank you for doing that. Okay, so with that, yeah, we looked absolutely ridiculous, but it was cool. It was a very cool party. We had a good time.
We met some people.
Yeah, met some people for sure, and no one was doing cocaine, so
no cocaine was done, at least visibly to us.
No, I don't. There were any cocaine. Those people were good people, not the cocaine head peoples.
Also, for next year Halloween party, it's got to be amazing. We have to top. It was also an industry party, which is more like, hey man,
yeah.
Network, what's up?
Yeah.
Project. As our party was more, oh my gosh, you came dressed as Prince.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Let's eat, and then we will dance, and then we will go to bed early. Our party also started at 5 and ended at 9 because we wanted to get into the bed.
I'd be tired.
That party that we went to started at 10, and we knew it was like 10, don't you dare come at 10.
Yeah.
So we got there at 11, and when we left around 1, people were still joining.
Yeah.
And I was just like, folks, you are coming to an event. We had the longest day that day.
We really did.
Joe had a soccer game at 8 o'clock that day. We had to take him there. That took 3 hours. They finished around 11, dropped Melissa's dad off, got home, took a nap, kids came over, went trick-or-treating. Actually, Melissa cooked a whole meal, fried some chicken, made baked beans, Mel made macaroni. She made a pound cake.
It was amazing.
Monty was going nuts. And then after they left, because Halloween was on a school night.
Yeah.
Then
Sunday.
Our kids, Mel and them left, Danny and them left, her dad left, our kids went to bed or getting ready for school, and then we went out.
Yeah.
I'd never been, my feet were hot from being so tired.
Yeah. So anyway, that was our first experience. Really cool. I had a good time. Hopefully we'll be invited back next year, and we promise to follow directions. All right. So transitioning the last 30 minutes or so, this is perfect timing to why y'all hate Jada Pinkett Smith so much. Ah! I do not understand. So I, to be honest, had only seen the headlines. So this is very specifically talking about the Red Table Talk that she did with her mama. Willow was on Zoom and Gwyneth Paltrow, which was essentially promoting Gwyneth Paltrow's new show. I think she's either like producing or executive producing probably on Netflix called Sex and Goop or something. Sex, Love and Goop.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the same article I sent you?
Yes.
Goop is her company.
Oh, so it makes
sense. They sell the vagina scented candle.
Oh, got it. Okay, so, yeah, Sex, Love, and Goop, and it is I don't know if she's like an executive producer or if she's just part of the cast. I'm not quite sure what her exact involvement is, but Gwyneth Paltrow is involved. So it seemed to me that this was more like a promo for that for the show that's on Netflix. I haven't watched the show, so I have no input on that. So
yeah, I just heard about it. I think I sent you the article today. Today. Okay.
So, or maybe last night, actually. Okay. So regardless, I had only seen the headlines on like the social media blogs that were like, what did they say?
Every blog was Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't want to have sex with her husband or doesn't enjoy sex with Will.
Yes.
Why Jada doesn't enjoy sex with Will was some variation
of that.
Of that, which I saw after I had watched the clip. I was like, "What? What did y'all get?"
I thought there was
another clip.
Oh,
because it was so different than what I had saw.
I hadn't watched the clip. I saw the headlines, and then I saw Jada respond like, "Y'all, that's not even what was said. Like, y'all should watch the whole thing." Yes, that's all I saw. So I watched it this morning. It's only like 30 minutes, and I have to say, if you are forming an opinion about Jada and her relationship with Will, specifically what I saw was like a lot of like disrespect that Jada has toward Will. If it's based on some other things, that's your business. But if you're using this specifically as evidence and you haven't watched the Red Table Talk, I would highly recommend that you do. The reason why I watched the 30 minutes, first of all, it's one of the more even kill boring episodes of Red Table Talk. And the clip that she's talking about is actually a worthy discussion, and I didn't find it to be offensive to Will.
I didn't either. Tell him what she said for real,
so
Liz.
So essentially the conversation is talking about the journey of sexuality, sex, in a marriage. For Gwyneth, she was like, this is some of the best sex I've had in my life, because she's only been married for, I think, like 3 years. Adrian, her mama, was talking about, I'm also having a real good time. She's been married for 5 years. Jada's like, me and Will have been married for 20-some years. We started in this journey at 23 years old. And it's hard because we're 23 years in, basically. And it's a lot easier to have fun and games when you're new, you're young, you're this, you're that. And when you're older and olderly married, it's a little bit more difficult. And you expect for your spouse to know you, and you shouldn't have to say and do. And like, if you love me, you should know what I want. I didn't see the problem. I truly did not. I actually thought it was a worthy conversation.
Well, I think that's because you are, of the couples on the table, you are more closely aligned in years with Will and Jada than Gwyneth and Gammy.
Yeah, I found it to be, listen, I actually think that the headline, not only was it taken out of context, like they literally
even nearly remotely what she said at all.
At all, okay?
She didn't never say, I don't enjoy sex with Will.
She never said. Listen, unless they clipped it versus what I saw, she never says she doesn't enjoy sex. Like, the conversation wasn't even about that.
Yeah.
It literally was about, and even when she was talking about it's hard, to me, I took it as, again, how long they've been married, you know, just a lot of the factors that go into, like, keeping a healthy, spicy sex life after being in your, their 50s? They're in their 50s or just turned 50?
He's 53, I believe. And I think
she just turned 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and being married for 20 some odd years, that I felt like that's what she was saying was hard. Yeah. Not that she, that's, also, I low-key think Jada might be kind of freaky and like into a lot of things. And so that also might be like, you know, I don't know where he stands. I don't know that part of the business, obviously.
I should have asked him when I talked to him.
Can you next time?
I'm going to ask him. Next time I bump into him, I'm going to say something.
Okay, I just feel
also somebody
like,
on Patreon. I'm sorry.
What? Go ahead.
Somebody on our Patreon is saying you should know is a problematic mindset. Just saying, but I don't hate Jada. That's what she was saying.
That's exactly
she was
what she
saying.
Said.
It was basically what she was saying is it's wrong for me to think that that my husband, my partner should know.
Absolutely.
And I'm basically setting us up for failure.
Absolutely.
By operating like that. And Melissa and I were talking about this earlier. There's a lot of relationships where people feel like you should just know.
Absolutely. And I think that to me, I mean, we can get into that as well. I kind of want to make that kind of the crux of the argument, but, or I'm sorry, the conversation. But to me, that was the meat of the red table talk, was the idea of women, very specifically, finding their voice in the bedroom and being, because even Gammy was talking about, you know, she's dealt with a lot of sexual shame and that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so she was saying that it's really hard for her to express herself because of that shame that she carries. So they really were talking about women finding their voice and using their words and da da da. It's something I struggle with and identify with. And I think the idea that the conversation was simply that of having sex with Wills, whatever the headlines were, chat, it was such a mischaracterization of the conversation and what she was saying that I think it was just a way to exploit people's, really, their hateful.
Well, the thing is, the clips weren't from their people. The clips were from other sites. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's definitely, all the jokes and stuff were like, I bet Will's sick of it, Tupac, this and that. And I'm like, and I even saw people like, why are they even talking about that on their publicly? And I'm like, that part of their brand after the Red Table Talk is having these open and honest dialogues.
It is, it's true.
To me, the show, and this is what I said about the whole entanglement thing, it's hard to have credibility in the sense of you want guests to come out here and spill their whole harsh truths and life's lessons and saddest journeys, and you're not willing to share as well. Like, it's... I don't think you would have guests be willing to do so if you weren't. So it's part of the necessity of having a show like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think in order for it to be credible and you to seem open, you have to share when it's part of your life as well. I think it's another lesson in people don't read the article and they don't watch the video.
Yeah.
They just read the headline. People very rarely go and actually double check and make sure it makes sense. We just go with it, and then you have a whole narrative, and you end up having to correct the narrative. This actually happened unrelated to Will and Jada with Snow Allegra and Sade. People would say Snow Allegra is the new Sade.
Uh-huh.
And if she didn't come out and say, no, I'm not.
Oh, that's true. I'm just, they assume it's a cosign.
If you're not saying nothing, you assume it's a cosign. So a couple of times she's had to go out and be like, Sade's still alive. She's a legend.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my thing. She's a legendary. I'm just doing my thing. But sometimes if you don't stop the internet from going and you don't say something, they'll be like, well, this is true. Whether it's true or not is unrelated. If you don't tell us it ain't true, then it is true. And that's, to me, one of the more negative parts about being about the internet.
Yeah, I think the world, and listen, I'm not even coming off on like a high horse here. I want to make that clear, because to not say that I've been guilty of reading the headline and thinking that you have the whole is absolutely the worst part of social media.
Yeah.
And I have fallen victim to that. And I mean, victim, because I could read the whole thing.
Yeah, I've never done that. I always read the whole thing.
You always do, huh?
That's not true. And also, in addition to that, a lot of times we take in a video or a picture with how the person who posted it framed it.
Oh, 100%.
If they framed it as something negative, your first intake is negative. It's something positive. And that's interesting, because I go and cycle through all social medias. Mm-hmm. Something can go viral, be going viral on Instagram in a positive way and viral on Twitter in a negative way. Be the same thing. Like the Black Dads.
What Black Dads?
Last week, that clip of Black Dads, the school had like 25 fights in... or 25 kids suspended for fighting in 2 weeks,
uh-huh.
And the dads on duty, they came and patrolled the hallways. Okay. Did you see that in Kentucky?
No.
Okay. On every other social media site except Twitter, it was being praised. Black dads are active. Black dads are this.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, a whole nother community was like, this is the prison and school pipeline. The black dads are functioning just like the prison guards.
Oh, wow.
This is the carceral state. Y'all are praising basically pre-prison. And I was just like, huh. Luckily, I had seen it, you know, separately.
Sure.
But if you subscribe to that ideology, then you might believe, yeah, this is wrong, when most people are thinking it's right.
I do think that, I mean, it's the fact of the matter is, we are less independent thinkers than we think. And I say we, myself included. And so a lot of times, and actually, if I'm being completely honest, in some ways, I've tested this theory on Love on Stage, where, as an example, Walter, where he was framed and received one way by the audience. And as we got to know him, I had to be very intentional about making sure the audience gave him a chance and an opportunity. And so that comes through, hey, when we're talking about him, let's make sure we're talking about him in a positive light. Let's make sure that we are highlighting a lot of his attributes and things that are good about him. And as a host, I have to own that responsibility, because I don't want, if I invite you onto my platform, I find it a huge responsibility to ensure that I protect you from the negative as much as I can. Yeah. I mean, if you go show up and be a jerk and a butt wipe, well, then ain't nothing I can do. But as much as I can, protect you from the negativity that sometimes exists in social media. And I take that so seriously, I will take the lead in how you're framed to ensure that you're given a fair chance.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, people will run rampant, but what you don't realize is that you can sway people one way or the other based on how you present people to the public.
You know what's interesting about that? When we hired Adriel on the podcast, there's still some fans who from All Death. When I brought her on, I was like, this isn't a testing ground.
Yeah.
Angel is the co-host.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you like her or don't. She is the co-host. And I noticed, pretty much everybody liked her anyway, and especially the majority of the audience was black women. But other people were like, well, dang,
That's
what it is. It's not going to change.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I'm going to test Angel out and see how y'all feel about it. Yeah. Then people feel like, oh, if I say this, then maybe he'll get rid of her. And it is all how you set up and frame things is usually how people take that. I know from being a YouTube creator too, when you upload a video, right, and what I would say is, if one of the top comments at the beginning took it negatively, that got upliked.
Absolutely.
The comments that follow, always negative, right? And if you delete that comment,
and
a positive comment replaces it, or just a neutral, then people more feel like they can say what they want. And, you know, I think it's part of human nature wanting to be liked.
Yeah.
We tend to want to agree with the norm.
I think as people, we're very tribal.
Yeah.
And I think with that tribe mentality, it sometimes can be limiting in our independent thinking.
Yeah.
And so, again, if you see that negative comment, you tend to, it frames your mind. And we're all susceptible to it.
Yeah.
We're all susceptible
Josh,
to it.
Josh, he listens to music, and music people say music this, and he's like,
I often find it, we got to do this ad, but okay. I often find it to be the case, especially because I'm not on Twitter a lot. If Kevin or whoever, they're coming at me with something that's kind of happening, and they'll be like, well, on Twitter they're saying this, that, and the third, and I'll be like, well, that doesn't make sense to me, or that's not how I think. And then we've had conversations, Kev be like, you know what, you're right. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it that way. And it's partly because you can be inundated with whatever you're presented with that you find it hard to look at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Which is always a good idea, to not only look at things from a different angle, but also to get second opinions. And that's why Policy Genius is really great, because it makes it really easy to compare quotes, thus getting a second opinion or other options, to get over a dozen top insurers all in one place. And it's really important to do that, because it could be saving you money. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius.
Policy Genius.
You can save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. It's really, really simple. You go into the app. Kevin and I have done that. Go into the app. You put in a few things that are personal about you, some things that you're looking for, some help. You answer a health questionnaire, and voila, it says, hey, these are your options. These are the prices across these options. What do you want to do? You can choose, you can compare, whatever you need to do. And the great thing about it is that it is easy. You're going to go over to policygenius.com, and in minutes you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for you for free. Policy Genius does not add on any extra fees. So they do the work and then don't charge you for it. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policygenius.com. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. With that said, with all the policy genius, with that said, with all the Jada Pinkett Smith stuff, one of the things that I actually thought was really, really important in the podcast episode or the table talk episode was this idea of knowing your body.
Yeah.
They were talking about how we go into relationship. This is men or women, both, but obviously Red Table Talk is a kind of a women-centered show. But they were talking about, as women, one of the ladies brought out a vulva puppet. We've had vulva puppets
Veronica.
On here. Yeah, Veronica.
I'm a coochie. Won't you go on and eat me? Lick me on the outside and lick me in. Or you try to put your penis in.
One of the favorite moments here. And they were talking to, they pulled it out and they were like, did you know all of this was up under? Like, do you know where your clitoris is? Do you know all of the, I mean, we've thankfully we've had these discussions on this very podcast that was enlightening.
Clitoral hood. I didn't know about that.
Yes. An educational experience for myself and for Kevin, but how many of us are out there not knowing anything? And we're going into these relationships, marriage or otherwise, expecting your spouse or your partner to know your body better than you, and we're not opening our mouth, to use a Shemira quote, and giving instruction or understanding what we're learning. The other thing that was really interesting about this podcast or the episode was they had this lady on, and she was talking about the five ways in which people are turned on. Mm. Did you see this?
Mm. Is butt stuff one?
No, she was talking about you can be excited by, turned on by, like, anticipation, by
the weight.
Basically, like, people that are the weight, the anticipation of what's to come can be a turn on. For some people, it's the closeness. Like, for the weight, it's the separation. Yep. For some people, it's the closeness. Like, touch me, be on me, da-da-da. That's a turn on. For some people, it is, I want to say she said, like, stimulation. Child, hold on. Let me look it up.
Boo.
It was like energetic turn-ons.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. Yes, it was called The Blueprint. It was the erotic blueprint.
Nice.
And there are five of them. Okay. Yep, okay, these are it. All right, the energetic turn-ons, space, the longing, eye gazing, light or hovering touch. So, like, doing stuff like this. They feel more.
I'm doing it.
They feel more with less touch, more space. See what I'm saying? Yeah. They can experience orgasms without touch.
What? How do you do? You're like, hey, you girl.
Because it's anticipation. You're so annoying. So clearly that's not yours.
I'm almost there. Honk, honk.
Get off. The sensual pleasure in all of the senses.
Let's go back to that one. I want to see if I'm space boy. You just be like, no, don't do it. Be almost there.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. Mm-hmm. It can be eye gaze.
Look at it. Or look at me. Which one?
Why are you annoying?
Oh, let's do both of them. Ha.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm sorry. I don't want to yuck your yum or your lack thereof. Air hump me. Whoo, you're almost tearing that up. You're almost tearing that up.
Why would you say almost? So that's the energetic one. Sensual pleasure in all of the senses. Music, beautiful surroundings, luxury, textures, essential oils, water, delicious food.
I like essential.
Flowers, dancing, romance. Food. Yes, because it's sensual. It's stimulating all five of your senses. So touch, smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have full body orgasms. Orgasms more gorgeous.
Full body?
Yes.
What that means?
Because they're experiencing everything. Actually, Goody Howard always talks about this, that you should be experiencing sex through all five of your senses. Through your eye, like sight, your sound. Your woo! Y'all are so
annoying. Oh, man. I'm nutting in my toes. Ooh, my toes. You smell that? I like the smell of the coochie.
Ooh. So you're not this one either?
I don't. I feel like my orgasms are located to where they're
No, it's
out
not
of.
Orgasms. It's your turn-ons.
I like smell.
Boy, sexual. This is more of the traditional view of
there
sex.
We go.
Naked bodies, penetration, porn, genitals.
Naked bodies, penetration,
frequency
baby.
Of sex.
Licking and sticking.
Super fun and easy to please. Usually orgasms easily. Generally very little shame. Sex is fun. Everyone should have it all the time. That's your superpower. That's this me. Is your turn on.
Which one is that?
Sexual.
That's Kevin.
Okay, the next one is kinky. This is turn on by naughtiness, taboo, the forbidden, playfulness, and exploring.
Butt stuff.
Superpowers, very creative, endless ways to play, can experience tremendous healing and transformation through positive kinky experiences and the kinky community.
Kinky community?
Yes.
What's that?
Like, you know, when I listened to that podcast and her people were into like liquid play.
Oh, piss.
Yeah, what was the other one too?
Scat play.
Thank you. Like the kind of, you get excited and turned on by the idea that this is forbidden and like we shouldn't be doing this.
I'm going to tell you, with church kids, the idea of sex is forbidden. Normal becomes kinky when you feel like you ain't supposed to be doing nothing.
Yeah.
Was that a titty? You can't say that. We're supposed to say garden.
That might be yours, Kev, a little bit.
Kinky or shapeshifter? No, I don't do kinky. Get off my toes and get it out your butt. Now my big toes smell like stink. Get it out of there.
I'm not so kinky. Stupid.
I have sex with a briefcase next to me.
I want to have this lady on. I want her to discuss this.
Nah, she looked like she'd be in the kinky stuff.
Yeah, but she was on Red Tabletop. Price went up.
Oh, yesterday's price.
It ain't today's price, Chad. I should have found her before. And the last one is shapeshifter, turn-ons, variety, adventure, all of the other blueprints. So you're all of them. Lots of sensation at once, shifting among the different blueprints, discovery, novelty, excitement, and more. Can experience pleasure and orgasm in many different ways. Can please partners of any blueprint because they know and can feel them all.
I'm going to do an air sex on you. Let's see if we try those out.
So you don't think you're energetic? You're not the space where space is the longing?
Mm-mm.
Which one is yours, Kev? The traditional
penis and vagina.
The sexual one?
Tongue and vagina.
The naked body's penetration.
Oh, naked body is the best. I'm blue-blooded American. What's that called? Tax-playing red-blooded American? Blue collar. Like me a shower and perfume. You ain't gonna air jack me off. You gonna have to put your hand on that thing. My meat gonna be like, what is you doing? Get on here.
Hey. Joshua, which one is yours? Huh? Which one is yours?
Joshua's a virgin.
Are you? Oh, sorry. Oh, did I just out you? I didn't mean to.
Joshua has never seen a naked butt in his life.
Energetic. That's space. Longing. You can experience orgasms without touch.
I don't, that's...
It's deep connection and intimacy.
Is that altered like phone state, sex?
It's intuition. It might be.
I may be
tantra. I want to do that as one of. So we're doing. We have weekly.
Do tantra sex. Tantric yoga. I'm gonna smash you in the car.
We are doing the weekly date nights, and we normally just go out to eat. And I was telling Kev because
we don't go out to eat after that.
I'm such a like experienced person that I'm like I don't want date nights to always be that. I want to go like salsa dancing. I want to do the tantric yoga. Like I want to do.
I want to do all that stuff too. That tantric yoga looked tough though.
I need to find a person.
They be right. They be right here on.
I know.
How you don't be like, because you're right there. That I feel like that close.
But if you're the energetic, that type of like, it makes you. It's long. It's very 50 Shades of Grey.
But you can go from that to orgasm. I thought that's just like a primer.
No, but isn't tantric yoga, I don't know enough, so excuse our ignorance right now, but isn't it about the longing and building the anticipation?
But is the point after to then have regular sex?
Yeah, you can, but I also, I already did this, but can't you also, Laura's texting us, but can't you also, aren't there people that can experience yoga, that can experience orgasm through that anticipation because that's the turn on? Why are you annoying?
I'm tantric.
Sitting here looking like a Buddha.
I'm tantric coochie. It's tantric coochie eating.
You're a dumb dumb. You are a dumb dumb.
I like this.
Why is your tongue? Why are you a dumb dumb?
I do want to try that though.
Thank you. I'm some being people silly, say I love the anticipation. Okay, so that's it. Yeah. And then the sensual is...
Sensual is the massage before. But you know at the end of this massage,
no, because,
you ain't going to...
No, because you also... It's a full body experience. It's not... It's the person that loves the, like, lingerie and smelling good. And, like, make the atmosphere pretty and, like...
I want to do all that stuff. But at the end...
But does that help turn you on? You're not none of these. You're just sex. That's what you just told me.
Yeah, I get frustrated.
I feel like low key I can be all of these.
Sam Hayes touches water fountains. What are you?
I'm gonna try it on you, Liz. Next time,
try
I'm
what?
I'm gonna put you on naked, and I'm just gonna be like above you.
You're so annoying. You're so annoying.
I'm gonna be right down next, and I'm gonna be like, this could be being lit, but no, I'm just gonna be here.
Someone said I'd be so frustrated. You're probably not then.
Can you
feel it? If the anticipation is frustration versus like fun and like anticipation.
Anticipation, I definitely
helps, but I like anticipation.
It's still not touchless though.
Yeah, man. I don't wanna
Why are you I think I enjoy the anticipation. I need the buildup. That's the idea of the preheating.
Yeah. I do buildups.
What are you guys?
I'm going to build you up from now on. I'm not going to touch you.
Someone said I'm frustrated with not having a husband to find out. I'm lifting you up in prayers. I love it. Okay, that was it, you guys. Please don't hate Jada Pinkett Smith. If you've used the headlines from the blogs on social media to hate her, please go watch the episode first. Even if you had, you know... The other stuff, if that's what you're standing on, child, you got some evidence. But don't use this one to add into the evidence pile because I don't really think it's going to help your case as much as you think. So go and watch the episode. But also, I think it is worthy to find out what your erotic blueprint is. There are five of them, and I need to have someone on the podcast to talk about
it. A whole episode.
On the five erotic blueprints?
Get that lady.
Okay, I need to find her. Yeah, but she came to L.A. Maybe she lives here because, you know, the Smiths and them live down the street off the 101. Oh, you right.
It's the end of the love hour. Alyssa can spring for it.
I didn't say she didn't have it.
Alyssa got it.
I don't. Thank you guys so much for watching today's love hour episode. Until the next one. Bye.
Bye.